Philadelphia has it out for me. They always have. You know, one time I just said I thought they run Francona out of town and they run Andy Reid out of town and Chip Kelly's a bum. And it's like, you know, Philadelphia, about 2-3 years ago, you were about done with Jay Wright. Now Villanova outside of Duke, I think is the best basketball program in the country. And joining us from Philadelphia, Mike Missanelli via the Coward Global Satellite Network. Mike, you know the city. Can you just be honest here? Is that in the East Coast, New York's got the money, Boston's got the titles, D.C.'s got the power, and Philadelphia's got a cheesesteak. And you guys have a chip on your shoulder, and it's part of why we love you, but Philadelphia's always angry at everybody.
All right, well, let me first get to this, okay? Because, I'm not a homer. I think you know that.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a while now.
Yeah.
You can't imagine how much glee I feel right now going up against, representing Philly, going up against the evil empire of Philadelphia, which is Colin Cowherd. and there's some unfinished business. Before we get into all the little nuances here of this game, there's some unfinished business.
Yeah.
You called Philadelphia fans the dumbest sports fans in America.
Yeah.
And for the life of me, you're going to have to justify that to me. The Andy Reid argument we have had time and time again, and you still have not learned. And we never wanted to run Jay Wright out of town. Francona had a team that was terrible for 4 years. He didn't really do anything to improve them. It's not like we wake up and want to run people out of town. They don't perform. And that's when the tensions get hot and we say it's time to move on.
But could I not argue that if it wasn't for Andy Reid, that Nick Foles wouldn't be an Eagle? That you should put your arms around him? He wanted to retire and Andy's like, time out. Kid, you got some talent here. And Nick Foles is like, I was going to quit football. Couldn't you at least put your arm around Andy Reid and go, you know what? Thank you for the gift of Nick Foles.
What, your fascination with Andy Reid is beyond my comprehension. I mean, he was here for 14 years, and he has proven in Kansas City that he can't win either. Now, we put up with 14 years of good success, but not the ultimate prize. He has coached 19 years without winning a championship. What are we missing here with Andy Reid? And what is your infatuation with the guy?
Well, I think he wins. Philadelphia was a little bit of a mess. He made you the NFC. I thought you were the best. And you were the, before Aaron Rodgers, you were the best NFC football team for about 10 years. Now, you don't
with
have...
Colin, you didn't
win Super Bowl. You were very... Again, Charles Barkley and Marino didn't win titles. You were very good under Andy. You were the force to be reckoned with in the NFC. That is something.
How many years do you put up with being a force without getting to the next level where you finally have to cut bait? His last year, he was 4-12 for his regular season. It was time to move on from Andy Reid. And he has done the same thing in Kansas City. You saw how he coached in the playoffs. He's an inadequate playoff coach. He was 1-4 in NFC title games with a better team. So let's get past Andy Reid. It's like you have this, I don't know what it is, but the Eagles have managed, believe it or not, to move on without the grand poobah of NFL coaching in your mind, Andy Reid.